This podcast is brought to you by the film Ezra from Bleecker Street, directed by Tony Goldwyn. Oh, he's hot. With an incredible ensemble that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, and Whoopi Goldberg. Ezra is a funny and endearing story about Max, a divorced father struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When faced with difficult decisions about the future, they embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Deadline calls Ezra a touching testament to the power of love. In theaters, May 31st. Probiotics can be an important part of your daily routine, and they certainly are a part of mine, but sometimes they are a hassle to take. Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like, adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny, but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply, valid through July 31st.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Well, hello. Hello. Brandon. Hi. What an exciting time to be alive, right? Everything's opening. People are pumped up. Everyone's just got a little bit more optimism. Feels like it's spreading around the air or something is in the air for sure.
Summer is underway.
I know. Summer's underway. I'm a new homeowner. I bought a new house that I'm renovating. That's exciting. You know what my friend said to me the other day? She was like, this is so good for you to have a creative outlet that is not related to work. And I was like, oh my God, I never thought about it that way. And that is such a great way for me to look at renovating a house. And it's going to take 9 months, just like a pregnancy. So when it's over, I'm going to have a baby in a house. What are we doing today?
Today, we're going to be talking about obsession to some degree. People who either can't move on or are just a little too into something or someone.
A very Lifetime movie-esque.
Exactly. Sarah Colonna would love this. And we have an update. We have an update from The Gluttonist, who was in an episode a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know, a lot of people, if you listen out of order, will throw back and hear from people that we've given advice to or get updates from. So it's always good to listen to every episode so you kind of know what we're talking about. And this submission, she had an issue with overeating, that she would just go through phases where she would kind of binge and then she would get back on track and, you know, feel like she was living a healthier lifestyle. So it's a real pendulum that she just swings one way or the other. But she writes in after hearing us on the episode and she says, hey guys, I listened to the episode this morning and heard my submission being read.
Oh my God, how fun.
I know, isn't that fun? I'm a single mother to a son and I have never once considered thinking about him as a tool to stop myself from binging. He doesn't see me do it, but has seen my emotional struggle with my weight gain. He tells me I'm not fat and that he loves me no matter what. After hearing my email being read back, I cried. I got the answer I needed. I signed up for Venice Nutrition, and I'm going to start my journey and keep you updated.
Oh my!
Isn't that nice?
Oh my! I could climax. I could seriously climax. I mean, oh, this is amazing.
And I think it's important to acknowledge here that that episode was not about being thin. It wasn't about losing weight to be prettier or better looking. It was about being healthy. So however that looks to you, whatever that change might be in your life, just to feel better about yourself, just to feel like you're making healthier decisions. And again, whatever we talk about here, you know, take with a grain of salt, because it's just through
two
our
grains,
lens.
Two grains of salt.
Right.
I would like to make a note that there's another great resource for binge eaters and chronic dieters, and it's a podcast. It's called Half Size Me with Heather Robinson. So she gives you a lot of like good tools for sticking with like new ways of eating and learning to break the cycle of starving and binging. So that's a really good podcast to listen to if you are struggling with your weight. Well, I mean, this is a huge victory. So another problem solved. And I think after that, we deserve a break.
This podcast is brought to you by the new film Ezra from Bleecker Street, directed by Tony Goldwyn and with an incredible ensemble cast that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, Whoopi Goldberg, Rose Byrne, Rainn Wilson, and Vera Farmiga. Along with newcomer William A. Fitzgerald, the film is an endearing and often funny story about Max, a divorced father and stand-up comedian living with his father and struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When forced to confront difficult decisions about the future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Ezra is an endearing and often funny exploration of a family determined to find their way through life's complexities with humor, compassion, and heart. An official selection of Deadline calls the film a touching testament to the power of love. IndieWire says it's funny and moving, and according to Next Best Picture, Ezra approaches autism with heart and authenticity. Only in theaters nationwide May 31st.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Probiotics can be a very important part of your daily routine. They certainly are part of mine. But sometimes they're a hassle to take. So Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. With 1 billion active cultures, they protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they are designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, helping them survive the journey to your small intestine, where they're needed most. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at the checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply. Valid through July 31st.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who's our first caller, sweetheart?
Well, we have multiple callers today, and the first one, her name is Anya.
Is it the singer? Oh, no, that's Enya.
It's Enya.
Oh, shut.
She's a 50-some-odd-year-old female from Florida. And she writes in, Dear Chelsea, I'm currently in premenopause and I'm starting to seriously... this is taking a turn.
We haven't talked about periods in a long time. Well, so this is almost like the universe manifesting... periods.
We also talked about you recently, how I would love for you to go through menopause.
And how I would love for you to get a period. Hi. Hi.
Any moment
Hi.
Now.
Hi,
how
Anya.
How are you?
Is it Anya?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Anya, I haven't read your submission, so why don't you just give us an overview? What's going on?
So back in November, I started hearing about Harry Styles a little bit more. That was at the same time premenopause was creeping in. Hot flashes, mood swings, everything. And I started to obsess with him. So since I'm usually not a stan person, more a modest, quiet admirer, I was wondering if this has to do with the pandemic, premenopause, and lack of travel, or do I need some serious help?
With your obsession over Harry Styles?
Yes.
I think an obsession with Harry Styles is pretty typical for people these days. I think it probably just has to do, yeah, your hormones are just probably right in line, it sounds like, with a teenage girl's hormones, because they're also in love with Harry Styles. And so are older women. Harry has a way with older women. His girlfriend, Olivia Wilde, is older, and he definitely likes and appreciates older women. So, I mean, I think your fantasy is, it could be because of menopause, but I would think that menopause is when you start to lose your sexual feelings towards people. You wouldn't gain an obsession. So maybe you're not really even in menopause yet.
That could be. Well, that's why I said like kind of like pre-menopause.
Like perimenopause. But I think perimenopause can last for many, many years. But I mean, I think it's good to have an obsession. It gives you something to like masturbate to if you're into that. It gives you something. Harry's really cute to look at, obviously. I mean, he's like adorable. Are you attracted to Harry Styles?
Oh, very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah. We should have Harry call into the show. That would be really funny.
I have been just dying to see him walk in or out of the building.
Yeah. He's funny. He's very funny, Harry Styles. I'm going to actually take a picture of you and send it to him and
say that
you don't want me to? Okay, well, he'd be delighted to hear that he has another fan in you. Anya,
perfect.
If that's even your real name.
That is my real name.
All right, well, that's great. Look at that. Crush received, reciprocated. So just pretend you're dating him and start telling people. Well, don't
okay.
do that, obviously, but, you know. Just
pretend. Enjoy it, Anya.
Just enjoy your new relationship.
I'm trying. My son is not happy about it. But,
I didn't realize there was a son involved. I'm sure. He's probably like, I don't need my mother to be into Harry Styles.
Exactly.
Yeah, but fuck your son. He's, you know what? This is your private life.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Anya.
Bye. Thank you.
This is a term that I don't understand all this fucking lingo, but I think Stan is like a super fan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that meant either. God, sometimes I feel so stupid. I'm like, what?
I know. I feel so old.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But I also don't like anything trendy. Like you hated when everyone said 100%.
Or when people say obvi. I was gross. Anyways. If everyone's saying anyways, it's like, no, it's anyway. There's no S at the end of anyway. And like, I know I am such a stickler. Like, it actually irritates the shit out of me when people say that word. Because as soon as they say it, I lose respect for them.
I have such respect for you correcting.
Yeah,
grammatical issues.
You appreciate, but most people don't want to be corrected.
I don't want to sound fucking stupid.
No, but other people don't mind sounding stupid. People don't care. You know, like I'm such a stickler for grammar because I didn't go to college, obviously, so I'm overcompensating. But I take it very seriously. Just like last night at dinner, I said to my girlfriends, I used the word platitudinizing. And they're like, not a word. I said, you want to make a bet? And so I just had you look it up on the way in and then sent them all the link to the definition of platitudinizing.
And you're almost
and
never
wrong.
And I said,
guess who went to community college for one semester? Me.
Do you have a celebrity crush? Or like, who has been your biggest one before you became famous? Was there someone that like you really loved?
Bon Jovi?
Bruce Springsteen?
I mean, I liked them. I didn't love them. I was never like wanted to like sit on Bon Jovi's face or anything like that. Like Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran was like big. That was a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. That was like my first major man crush. I loved him. And my sister liked Nick Rhodes. Then I had a crush on a famous baseball player. And then I think, that was it. I always liked older men, even when I was like a child. Mm-hmm. I liked older guys.
Would you date an athlete now?
Yeah.
I could see you with a baseball player.
Yeah, sure. I'd date anyone. You know how open-minded I am
dating. I like to keep that out in the open for everyone listening.
Yeah.
That you are looking.
Yeah.
And you're ready to receive.
Receive penetration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your feeling on people abbreviating things like California? Nothing.
Cali?
It makes my stomach turn.
That annoys me. Cali.
NorCal.
Like hashtags I find annoying. Anything that you abbreviate.
I don't abbreviate even in text messages.
Like, what does everyone say? Dead now. Dead. Dead. I'm dead.
Or period. In the sense of like,
yeah,
like
a conversation
finishing.
Over.
Yeah, no.
But then the conversation's never over.
No. I wish it were.
I know. So many times people are taking so long for like what could be just a quick transaction. You know, they take it slowly and you end up talking to someone for way longer than you need to.
What about these fucking people who want to get on a call when it could be an email? There is nothing worse.
Let's do a Zoom.
Send me an email. It will take
2 seconds, right?
And you'll get an immediate response.
I also, on that subject matter, don't really like to FaceTime anyone. And I know people really like it, but you have to sit there and hold the phone. Mm-hmm. Like, without your AirPods in. Like, when you're on the phone with somebody, you can get a million things done, like, if you have your AirPods, and still pay attention or stop paying attention, you know, and get a million things done. But FaceTime is really hard. It's annoying for me to, like,
it has its time. It comes in handy.
Yeah, right.
But
for brief interludes.
Like when you were in Canada and I would FaceTime you and...
Show me how to turn the oven on.
Yeah, and I would FaceTime your 2 daughters up there that you've left behind.
Yeah, fatherhood was good. That was good as a father. I am their father still, so that's why they call me dad.
Again, just so happy you don't have kids. If you had kids, I don't
think
I could
do this
job.
Those girls really... No, you couldn't. And if you couldn't do this job, well, I guess we would have never met Brandon. I don't even want to think about such things. That's just like a bad nightmare.
All right, the next submission comes right on to the next submission. It comes from Steve, who is from Chicago. He writes, "Dear Chelsea, I had a rough job loss a few years ago, and I'm having a hard time getting over it. I can't let go of the anger. What do you suggest?"
Move the fuck on, buddy.
Well, tell him that, because Steve's on the phone.
Okay, great. Sweetheart, look, should I open my boobies?
Yeah, well, he mentioned skiing naked with you, so.
Great, I'll have to close
them. I don't know if you should do anything to egg him on.
Steve, where are you?
I'm here.
Steve, hi, we can't see you. Turn your camera on.
What the hell?
All right, Steve, listen, don't worry about it. I don't need to see you. I can hear you. It sounds like you're stuck in a victim mentality.
Sort of, yeah. I had a bad job loss about 4.5 years ago, and some things were used against me that were sort of spun in a certain way that made me look bad. And I never had a chance to defend myself or even explain what had happened. And even though I had the full support of management, it was a job I had pursued for about 3 years, finally got it, super happy. Thought I'd work there for about 7-8 years and retire. And then, 6 months into it, that was that.
Well, what happened?
It essentially boiled down to a woman in the office. I sort of hesitate to say this, but thought I was creepy.
Okay.
And like I say, I had full support, but it got up to the CEO and it said, we can't tolerate this stuff. And my opinion was, can't tolerate what, right? And I never got to defend myself. My boss, his boss, and his boss said wrong, but then that was that.
So, was it against one woman or multiple women?
Well, I don't really know exactly, but I was able to get some details sort of after the fact. And so it might've been, I know there was one specific person that was pushing this. And I also heard from somebody else that their idea was to replace me with someone else in the office who was much younger than I was.
Well, that can't feel good to be called creepy.
No, it was horrible. But what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. So you need to move the fuck on, because like, that is old. That's history. There's nothing you can do about it. And the only thing you can do is let go. You have to let go of your anger. That is the past. It is behind you. And you just have to focus on having more positive vibes moving forward so that you can secure another job. Do you have a new job?
No. So I've been in the digital space for a long, long time. It's, it's an extremely young industry. This company was in the movie business. I've been in sales. It was a sales role. And, at my age, I tried really hard to find work after this happened, and things weren't falling my way. And so I do printed shirts and apparel for organizations, businesses, et cetera. Been doing that for quite some time. It's a decent little source of income, but I started Ubering 4.5 years ago, and I've been pretty much doing that ever since.
Well, that's good. That's something. You're bringing in some income with that, right?
Yeah, it sometimes requires a lot of hours. I was out till 3 o'clock on Friday and 2 a.m. on Saturday, but you can make pretty good money if you push it.
Well, Steve, I think you need to give yourself room to grow, and you're holding on to this thing that happened 4 years ago. It's not serving you, so it's taking up space. Anything taking up space is not going to allow you to, like, you know, really invest time or energy into moving forward, and whether that be emotionally, mentally, or with finding a job. So the longer you hold on to this, it's just going to hold you back and hold you down. So I think you just got to fucking throw that out and focus on what you can do moving forward.
Yeah, and take pride in your job. Like, be happy that you have a job. Some people are starving, you know? Yeah, you're working at Uber. You have the ability to work harder to make extra money. These are all good things, too, you know? You don't have to hold on to somebody, what somebody said or may have said or may have not said. Somebody may have not even said that about you, you know? That could have been an excuse to replace you with somebody younger. It's just, it's irrelevant, really, to your future.
Right. And that all makes a lot of sense. And you know, I get it. And it's not something that I hang on to all the time, but it sort of flares up, you know, like a virus that's inside you, you know, and things will trigger it. So I hear what you're saying, and I know I need to do it.
Yeah, but you need some tough love. You need a nudge in the right direction. Like, that's just coming from a loving place. You can't just immediately fast forward and have it not be there, but you can have it come up without it bringing you down. You know, like, you can have it come up so that it diminishes each time it does come up, so that in a year from now, it's not an issue at all.
Right. Okay.
Do you smoke pot?
Here and there.
Yeah, well, maybe smoke some more. Enjoy yourself, you know?
Right.
Just enjoy yourself. Have a nice time.
Okay.
Yeah. Try and find a girlfriend, you know?
Well, I've got a wife.
Oh, well, then definitely don't try to find a girlfriend. I don't want to be giving out advice like
that's
that.
The wrong
advice. That's how we get into trouble around here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Around here in our doctor's office. Okay, well, good luck to you, Steve, and I'm glad you called.
Yeah, sorry about the video. I wish I could have, you guys could have seen me.
That's okay.
Take care.
Maybe his pants were off and he didn't want us to see that he was exposing himself.
Well, we know that all men do these Zooms.
Ugh,
without
men
pants
are
on
just
now.
Such a disappointment with the way that they pull their penises out.
I
right?
would also like to state, though, about Steve's specific situation is that men have to err on the side of caution now in their interactions.
I understand. So, I'm not telling him to go assault a woman.
No, I'm not. I don't think you are. But, like, anyone listening, that is the way men have to operate.
Oh, yeah, right.
That, like,
they
this
have to
is
assume that you've already been accused.
Up.
Yeah, that you've already sexually assaulted someone. Come from that place of apology and reform. Because, I mean, all men aren't bad, but there's enough bad ones that you fucked over everybody.
Well,
so now all men have to pay the price. White men have to pay the price for your advantage taking since the beginning of time. And you can only just say, yes, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Please tell me more. And I'm willing to listen because we have been mansplained to for too long. So you need to listen to what we're telling you. We want you to succeed. We want you to stick around, but you need to listen. The thing is, it's like, okay, so that guy could have been a creep also, and he could have been in the wrong. And, you know, maybe we should have delved into that a little bit further. But even then, I want people to, like, pick up and move on to a different point.
Right.
Right? Like, because we all make mistakes, and we have to learn from those mistakes.
Opportunity
and
to grow.
People calling you creepy is like, you would have to think about that, right? But, yes.
Yeah, we need additional context for some of these. We couldn't offer well-rounded advice. Well,
okay.
He still needed to move on. That was
well. We're still growing as a counseling couple, so we're growing. We're having growing pains. That was a growing pain. That smell of that beef jerky that you're eating is a definite growing pain.
It's so fucking gross.
It's
a turkey jerky.
Gross.
I hate having to eat on a fucking schedule.
I love eating, and I can't stop eating. And now we know it's because.
Do you like truffle? Like the taste of truffle?
Yes. I love it.
This weekend, I think I'm going to make mac and cheese, and there's this truffle.
I don't want anything to do with macaroni and cheese.
You
I need
love
a,
mac. You love
I know,
the baked macaroni
I know,
and cheese.
I know,
with
but
the charred
I can't
edge.
Right now. I'm at my steep end of things. So no macaroni and cheese for me. I fucking love. One day in Whistler when I wasn't skiing because my knee was swollen and hurting, I made myself Annie's macaroni and cheese.
Oh, they're organic.
Yeah. And it was just like a vat of cheese, and I just ate the entire thing. And it felt so cozy and warm. And it was one of those days where I was just like, you know, sitting by the fire. Oh, I just love fucking macaroni and cheese. What is that?
It's my...
Is that your meditation reminder? or so medication.
It's letting
reminder.
Me know that your period is on the approach.
No, it is not. It should have a it's much louder calendar. Notification.
That's the
then.
Blaring horn. It's like, get ready.
Get ready. There's a cunt coming down the street. Do we have another caller?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. Oh. I'm just kidding. Our next submission is from William. He's in his 30s. He is a teacher from California. And he writes, "Dear Chelsea, I recently had two amazing dates with the same woman, and we really vibed. We had conversations about another date. We made out, couldn't keep our hands off of each other.
Ew.
She asked if I was looking for a friend with benefits. I said I'd be open to basically anything. And so we decided just to
like any man, we're fucking open to anything.
Right. But we decided to keep it loose. We really connected. We both love hockey. We have the same taste in beer. We have the same degree.
How many dates was this? Two?
Two dates. Well, but this is where things take a turn. He said it's been 3 days with no contact.
Okay. Is he there? Will, yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I got it working finally. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cute beard. I like your face.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's all within the picture right now, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I like meaty.
The rest of me is pretty good, too.
Oh, okay, well, let's not get carried away. So so what happened on the first date and what happened on the second date? Break it down for us.
Okay, like on the first date, we met on Bumble, you know, and uh-huh. So.
Is that a good dating site? Because I need my friend Kelly from Whistler to get on Bumble.
Well, like, it's good because women get to make the first move.
Okay.
And so it avoids a lot of awkward situations that women have to deal with. Like, I have a lot of female friends. And they tell me like the horror stories of, you know, Tinder and everything else. But yeah. At least there you got ladies get a little bit more of a filtering option for themselves, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And it takes the pressure off the guys to make the first move. So it helps out a lot in that kind of way.
Okay. Bumble's great. You met her. She made the first move then, right?
Yeah. And we got to talking right away, you know, like, I mean, we were really like into each other and we went out. We're both vaccinated. So we were like feeling pretty comfy, you know. It was my first time going out to eat like in a year. Conversation was rolling the entire time. We had a lot of similarities going on. We kissed. It seemed like we were pretty into each other.
What do you mean? Just kiss? Like kiss on the street? Where were you, in the car? Like
I was walking her back to her car and just kind of kissed on the way back.
Oh, that's cute. That's nice and romantic.
Yeah, you know, like that's what I was saying. I thought everything was pretty good there, you know?
And then the second date, what happened?
Well, wait, so then how'd you get in touch with her for the second? So you knew leaving the first date, you were seeing each other again?
Yeah, we were already planning the second date.
Were you thinking, though, that maybe you would get more than just a kiss on the first date? Like, were you thinking, oh, or you didn't even try to push it?
I don't know. I try not to hold any expectations when I go on dates. I was cool with whatever happened, you know? I'm a recovering codependent. So, like, I'm trying my hardest to slow myself down. I was even trying in the moment. I was like, okay, make sure you don't get attached too quickly or anything like that.
You're a recovering codependent from what you were codependent with your last partner?
I was married for 7 years. And that was like totally what destroyed our marriage. We were both just totally codependent. It just devolves into this toxicity.
Talk more about that. Like, what do you mean? Can you give us a specific example? Because I think a lot of people probably feel that way in their relationships.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, my codependency was about affirmation. I needed constant affirmation that someone loves me.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, exactly, right. Then her codependency issue was mistrust. She just thought I was cheating on her all the time.
Sounds like you both had the same problem.
Yeah, no, we did. Exactly. When we both decided to get help, we just kind of grew apart after that. There was just too much toxicity in that past.
Well,
you know?
Good. That's good that you moved on. That's good that you're done with that relationship. So we don't want you to repeat the same thing the second time. We want you to have success. So, okay. So the second date, what happened on the second date?
I had reservations for a really nice restaurant in town, but it was outdoors and it started raining. So they had to cancel everything. And I had to reorganize like the entire date, like within like an hour. So like I took it down to like super low key. Took her to my favorite pizza place. And after that, we went to the drive-in. We watched Wonder Woman 1984.
How was it?
I liked it a lot, but I like Marvel movies more than DC, but that was a good movie.
Do you know what that means?
No, he might as well be speaking Japanese, but I know DC and Marvel. I know DC and Marvel are rivals. I do know that. Yes. Okay. Well, I was going to do that Marvel television show at one point, so I did know. But okay, fine. We won't hold that against you. You're a white male. Of course, you love that shit. So, okay. And then, so you go to the drive-thru. So how did the date end the second night?
It ended pretty well. We kissed a few times. We were talking about a third date. And then the next day, she was hanging out with some of her friends, and she was like shooting me like photos of her brunching and stuff. And I was hanging out with some of my friends, and I was shooting her photos of us jamming, because me and my friends are all musicians and stuff. But, oh, by the way, I know I'm light skinned, but I'm actually Chicano.
But, oh, all right. Thank you for clarifying.
Well, it's just that me and her, like that's one of our very similar things that we have, is that both of our ancestors come from the original settlers of Riverside, but we're not related. You know, like that was like a running joke for a couple of weeks there. It was just like, okay, well, let's make sure we're not cousins. You know?
Okay, so then you're not related. Check that box. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. Okay, so everything seemed to be going fine the next day following the second date. And then she just kind of ghosted you. Like there was no more communication. And yeah. In your submission, you mentioned possibly writing her a text to kind of recap, like, hey, sorry if I did something. Sorry if you think you're feeling a certain way. What happened there? And what's the status?
Well, she told me that she had some stuff going on. But she also confirmed that she was feeling like things were moving too fast.
Oh, she did say that.
Yeah.
How did you react to that when she said that?
I mean, like, I'm kind of self-aware of, you know, that part of me. I was just kind of like, that's cool. If I kind of turned you off, that's all right, you know? And she was like, you know, I still want to be friends because, you know, we have so much in common. And I was all like, yeah, me too. I wasn't texting her a lot or anything like that. I would just hit her up every once in a while. And then one day on our Instagram, I noticed that she blocked me. And like, I was like, oh, okay. I guess I did something. So I sent her another last text and I was just like, hey, I'm sorry if I offended you in some way or anything like that. I'm terribly sorry. And I was just kind of like, oh, I don't know what I did.
Hmm. Okay. So I have a lot of feelings and thoughts on this scenario, but what in retrospect, like being self-aware, are there certain things that you said or did that gave her the impression that you wanted more than she wanted, or that you wanted things to escalate a little bit more quickly than maybe she had anticipated? Like, are there certain moments that you see like, okay, I could have done this differently, or that you'll take into the next interaction that you will hopefully amend in some way?
That's kind of like what I wanted to ask y'all. What can I do to slow things down? How can I stop this premature excitement?
Were you trolling her on Instagram a lot, like looking at her stories? If she's not a public person, she can probably look and see who's watching her stories. It sounds like something happened after they went on the date that turned her off, that she felt like you were all over her or something and liking all of her photos. Or, you know, sometimes girls feel smothered like that. But like, yeah, you should totally take that as an indicator to chill a little bit out, because clearly you kind of, for her to block you on Instagram, I know people do that a lot, right? I mean,
well, okay, so
I have a friend that blocks people like all the time.
Yeah, but I think that there were probably things leading up to that, signs that maybe
weren't
accounted for. And like, you're a cute guy.
Yeah, and you're saying it yourself, so that means it's true.
Yeah, like you obviously have something to offer. You know, you seem kind, you're handsome. You know that there is a problem that you're trying to resolve. But there are also things that maybe you should be a little bit more thoughtful about in terms of your interactions. Like, if you know that this is an issue, implement certain rules for yourself. Like, I used to have a 2-text rule where I would send an initial one. If I didn't get a response, I'd send one more generically. And then if no response, that was it. Like, it shouldn't take much more than that. No one should have to get to the point of blocking you.
I have a 3-text rule.
That's one text too many.
Yeah, I think you should subtract 2 texts. Maybe just bring it down to 1 and then slowly build back up to 2.
That's sound advice.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
I wasn't trolling her on Instagram, though, by the way. That's kind of like why I was so shocked, because I was like, I sent you
But anyone blocking you on Instagram, that should be the end of the interaction completely anyway. Like, don't follow up on that. It's like some breaking up with somebody and then having to tell them again. So yeah, next time the person blocks you on Instagram, hopefully there won't be a next time. Hopefully we can nip this in the bud. But if
that was my first time ever.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you also have to like give relationships or interactions room to grow. And I think sometimes what happens is people get so, like you, get so excited about it. They're just like, they invest all in. I do that with friends. And I've, you know, seen the negative repercussions.
Brandon has no friends because
friends. For me, it's not the game of like, oh, what sort of friendship dynamic are we going to have? It's like, we're friends or we're not. And that's kind of that. But in a relationship, it's a little bit trickier because you have to temper those interactions. You have to give them space. So if you get to the point where you want to text this girl, or not this specific girl, because that's a wrap on her.
It's a wrap on her.
But the next
I know that.
Text someone else.
You know?
Like, when you go to reach for your phone to check on her or text her and she's not messaged to check on you, message a friend. Like, just apply that energy into another relationship. And there's no point in, like, watering a dead flower. So if you can see that it's not blossoming, invest that energy into yourself or someone else. Don't spend too much time
trying to make
music.
Go write music, or what do? You know, play an instrument. That's cool. You know, put your channel, your stuff into that. Someone's going to love you soon.
Yeah, you seem lovable.
Yeah, you do seem lovable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Other than this, but especially from Chelsea. Thank you very much.
What about Brandon?
Yeah. Hey, there's no higher compliment than a gay guy complimenting you.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that's very true. I just don't know you, but I know Chelsea.
Well, she has better taste than I do, so it's probably of higher value for sure, even without it being her. She just has better taste. I have no style, so I guess my compliment's void.
I didn't mean it in a mean way. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, you're fine. We're just giving you shit.
No, your compliment is totally valid, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and also when you do have a lot in common with a person, that's nice, but don't take it too far with that. It's nice that you both have the same heritage, and it's nice that you both like the same beer, but like those aren't like cosmic signs from the universe. It's just coincidences. Yeah. So just like don't take all of it so seriously.
I like that.
You know?
I like that a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
There's hope. William, let us know what's going on. I would like an update on your next few dates, on what's going on. So keep us posted. And just remember, take things slow. Like, nothing's that serious.
Yeah, take things slow. And if I'm in that area and you still haven't met a girlfriend, maybe I could come over and have sex with you.
I would so appreciate that, Chelsea.
Or
maybe even go on a date, you know?
Well, I don't think I need the date part. I mean, especially sounds like you like to, you know, it would be more of a transaction.
Her attention span, I'll save you the trouble, William. Her attention span is very small. So just stick with the sex, and then it's a win.
All right.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm taking that win.
All right, bye.
Bye.
He was cute.
He was cute.
Cute
and nice.
In a Santa Claus, cute, Chicano kind of way. Like, yeah. I love that. I love when men have, like, full faces and beards and are playful. You know, so many women are, like, really hard up for a man.
Yeah.
So many women really want to be with somebody. They really want to be with a responsible person. Or, you know, somebody who's got a job and has got their shit together. And, you know, I don't know how much he's got his shit together because we didn't get into that. But, like, I like to think that there's a lid for every pot.
There is. And that's why I keep telling you, we're going to find your lid. Like, you're ready for a relationship, and I'm ready for you to be in a relationship.
I was ready for a relationship, and I've already changed my mind. So I think I'm ready, and I never will be ready for a relationship. It all just seems like too much work. And I only because I'm very bored at this point in my life. When I'm in LA, for some reason, I find myself bored.
As soon as you got back, you asked how to log into
Raya.
Tinder.
Tinder. No, I went on Raya, and there were some hot guys on Raya, but I did something wrong with my location. So, like, I had changed my location to Vancouver when I was in Whistler, and then I never changed it back. So I was missing all these connections. And then there was one cute guy, and I was like, he had a bunch of pictures of snowboarding, and I was like, are you skiing or snowboarding? And he said, snowboarding. And that was the end of that relationship.
Grown men on a snowboard.
Yeah.
Really,
like,
gross me out.
I need a guy who can ski.
It's like Peter Pan syndrome or Arrested Development. Like, get on a set of skis like an adult. And it's so much hotter. Like, men skiing is so much hotter than a guy on a snowboard.
Well, snowboarding feels like younger.
Mm-hmm. Like you're clinging to something. Do you, when you have an interaction with a guy on a dating app and you're suddenly not into it for one reason or another, do you tell them or will you just stop responding?
Usually I just stop responding. I mean, I don't owe them anything at that point, but I do like to tell people when they do things that annoy me. Like that guy, I was seeing some guys, sleeping with some guy right before I left when I went to Whistler this year in like December, and I got there and he was cute. We hung out a bunch of times before I left.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, you met him. And then he sent me in Whistler, like he made this big thing that he was sending me a gift, He said it like three times and then asked me if I found it at my door three times, which was also so annoying. And then I found the gift and it was a black dildo. And I just thought, what? Why are you sending me a vibrator? Like, that's not funny. Like, he thought it was funny. He's like, oh, you're going to love it. It's like, no, I'm not.
Right. Because you're not like
first of all,
12
like,
years old.
Yeah, I'm not 12. Like, and don't ask me about a gift like a serious, like, I thought it was something sweet or sincere, like something like, you know,
useful.
Exactly. Like,
did you ever use those heated gloves I got you?
Which heated gloves?
The heated mitts.
Yeah, I use them all the time.
Oh,
that's,
you did?
That's what I ski with.
Oh, I wondered how they work.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking thoughtful gift.
Yeah, that's a thoughtful gift. I actually got a pair for Ange for her birthday this year.
Oh, great.
And then I got a pair for Kelly, too, because she didn't have heated gloves. It's so nice to have your hands warm.
So you always default to a heated mitt instead of a dildo, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a gross...
And by the way, I've been sent so many dildos. I mean, I got three on my birthday in Whistler. I got three dildos. So he's let alone in his idiotic thinking. And then my friend was like, oh, I love this vibrator. And I was like, oh, my God. There's nothing more annoying than sitting around talking about vibrators to me.
You got a fucking vibrator from your facialist.
Okay, so that's the next vibrator I was going to say that I got. Yeah, so Vanessa, who installed my neck with my own blood.
Everyone,
people are giving out fucking vibrators.
I just love, like, candy.
Like, it's all like, we're just, yes. Like, we're all just trading. Like, here, why don't you... I just don't use vibrators. I just don't. Maybe I should start.
But you don't
start.
Masturbate, right? I think you've said that before, that you're like, people of a certain age are just like, oh, well, if you don't have
I mean, no, I'm not really big on masturbating. I mean, you would think, actually, that I have the time to do it. But so sometimes, but not really, no.
Well, I don't know how you could. You always have people at the house. You are either asleep or you have people at the house. So I don't know when you would have time to fucking masturbate.
I can't have Mabel walking in on me jerking off in the middle of the
afternoon.
You
could have Mabel masturbate for you.
Oh, God, Brandon. Come on. Talk about white privilege. Stop it. I think it's time for me to charge my Tesla. We're going to go to a break.
This podcast is brought to you by the new film Ezra from Bleecker Street, directed by Tony Goldwyn and with an incredible ensemble cast that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, Whoopi Goldberg, Rose Byrne, Rainn Wilson, and Vera Farmiga. Along with newcomer William A. Fitzgerald, the film is an endearing and often funny story about Max, a divorced father and stand-up comedian living with his father and struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When forced to confront difficult decisions about the future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Ezra is an endearing and often funny exploration of a family determined to find their way through life's complexities with humor, compassion, and heart. An official selection of Deadline calls the film a touching testament to the power of love. IndieWire says it's funny and moving, and according to Next Best Picture, Ezra approaches autism with heart and authenticity. Only in theaters nationwide May 31st.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Probiotics can be a very important part of your daily routine. They certainly are part of mine. But sometimes they're a hassle to take. So Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. With 1 billion active cultures, they protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they are designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, helping them survive the journey to your small intestine, where they're needed most. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at the checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply. Valid through July 31st.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, sweetheart. Well, I feel like we gave some sound advice today.
It sounds like we're going to wrap things up by the tone of your voice.
I think we should. I mean, I don't know how we could how we could top William. And he doesn't sound like he wants me to, so.
No, he doesn't want anything to do with you, but he definitely would have sex with me. It'd be funny if I had sex with every 100th caller.
Did he remind you of anyone that we know? It's a hearty body type.
Yeah, we don't even know what was going down from the neck down because we only saw him from the neck up. So I could only imagine that his stomach matches his face.
Yeah, he just seems like a thick, like a hearty man.
Yeah, I like that kind of look. I mean, I don't really, it's a kind of like a lumberjack look.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing, but I'm open to it.
You don't like too muscly.
I like guys that are like really fit, but not muscly,
right.
But like fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can handle a little stomach, like a little bit of meat, but I don't like when guys are like, you know, have a big belly. Like I'm not into that.
Mm-mm.
I don't like things flapping.
No,
right.
You don't like
during
excess
sex.
Persons.
Right, right. But I do like them as friends.
Well, now we know.
I just want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day, even though it's nowhere near March.
You have no idea when any holidays are because you don't celebrate anything.
I know that St. Patty's Day is March 17th, and that is not close. Let's just plan on our summer vacation, Brandon. Why don't you start figuring out where I'm
going
to go this summer?
I know where you're going.
I know where I'm going, too.
And you know where I'm going?
Where?
Okay, so we have... Everyone, also keep an eye out for Chelsea's stand up dates because they're being added now that people are being vaccinated and things are opening up. So she has dates in July in Nashville, which I know off the top of my head. Those are all sold out.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something to do for your summer vacation, you guys, I'm performing all over the place. I'm performing at Humphreys in San Diego. I'm performing at the Santa Barbara Bowl. I'm performing in Vegas on July 10th at the Mirage. Santa Barbara Bowl, I think, is August 21st. And then I'm doing a whole slew of dates all over across the country. So
and new dates will be added. So
yeah,
if you don't see her in your city.
We're adding new dates, right. We just added 2 new shows. So, oh, and to my Canadian brothers and sisters. Well, that's really where I'm from now. To all my Canadians, I will be touring in Canada. I just have not announced those dates yet. So don't you worry. I will never forget you. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You know what? Canadians don't even say fucking. They're too polite.
My point of that is we're going to Nashville for your stand-up dates at Zany's, which are all sold out. But then I'm going to stay for a few extra days and I'm going to fucking Dollywood.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I wish you could stay, but you're going on your family vacation at the same time.
You are going to climax all day long at that.
I cannot fucking wait.
So Dollywood's like an amusement park?
It's an amusement park. She owns it. And I guess she's there sporadically. I don't know if there's a Dolly calendar for me to check to see, but I'm going to have to get Irving on the horn, somebody, to figure out when she's going to be there.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure they can help you out with that. Did you watch the Dolly documentary?
I started it. I haven't finished it yet, but yeah. I just love Dolly.
Yeah, I know. That adds
up. You like Dolly, too.
Yeah, everybody. Who doesn't
like You had a Dolly shirt that you wore.
A lot.
Till it was fraying.
Mm.
You loved it. You wore it to so many stand-up shows. Finally, someone said something. There's like, what is going on?
Right.
With
it was
this
just
Dolly
more
shirt?
Of a cute shirt, though, but I do love Dolly. I love Dolly, and I love... There's another good documentary on HBO Max, Tina Turner.
Ooh, Tina Turner.
And that's fucking awesome.
I haven't watched it, but I hear you have a different appreciation for her.
Oh,
after.
Yeah. The way she can move her body, the way she moves, like, when she was young, starting out... Well, I mean, she still can move her body, but she was, like, so much older when she made it. Mm-hmm. She was, like, at almost, you know, 50 when she really hit it without Ike, when she left him. So, oh, God, yeah. She was such an amazing performer.
Well, that's a great ending note. It's never too late. It doesn't matter how fucking old you are, guys.
Yeah.
Get out there and do what you want to do.
Yeah, go after menopause like it owns you. I mean, like you own it.
You're going to own it.
Goodbye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
We all know how important it is to get a good night's sleep. I know that if I don't sleep for 8 hours a night, I am not as sharp. From memory foam mattresses that hug in all the right places to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support at every price point. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/Chelsea for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Leesa.com/Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea here. I think we all know that hair loss has the power to kind of shatter your confidence. Not kind of. It really shatters your confidence. And that's where Zion Health comes in. Founded by top doctors in hair restoration, Zion offers both medicated and non-medicated treatments for men and women with thinning hair. Guys, unless you do something or talk to someone, your hair loss will only get worse. I'm not kidding, unfortunately. So get your confidence back on track and visit Zion, XYONHealth.com to get support today. That's XYONHealth.com.
Probiotics can be an important part of your daily routine, and they certainly are a part of mine, but sometimes they are a hassle to take. Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like, adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny, but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply, valid through July 31st.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.